Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we're doing just fine. And of course, us is me. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today I'd like to thank you for, one, signing into the show and listening, and I hope that you find the information that you receive today something that's going to be useful and helpful to you. Today we're actually going to talk about positive self-defense for entrepreneurs, not what you think. With that, positive self-defense for entrepreneurs is basically, it's my fourth book. And what the book talks about is entrepreneurship, but also it works with professionals and other business people. Now, the reason that I wrote the book, or the reason that the book has been created, is because I am an entrepreneur. I'm also, I used to be a business person working for companies, spent 22 years in the Marine Corps, you know, worked the whole gambit, the civilian, state government, county government, federal government, all of those different things, worked as a contractor and worked with multimedia, I've done that, also worked with multi-million dollar contracts, smaller contracts from a few hundred thousand dollars to bigger contracts in the range of $42 million. So I've worn many of the hats that most people in business are going to wear. I've taken the responsibility. I've run a school. You know, I've been an instructor for many years and still am an instructor. But as I got out into more of the civilian area of entrepreneurship, I started to experience that a lot of entrepreneurs really didn't have a lot of, I guess, what you'd call the soft skills. And, you know, they had the hard skills, but they didn't have the soft skills as in how they could take those soft skills or those abilities or the ability to communicate, or in some cases being able to grab what was in their own mind and then apply it in a useful way to help them to be more rounded in their overall approach to everything. So when I say overall approach to everything, mainly we're talking about your business, but we're talking about your business, your finance with your business, how you interact with people in your workplace, how you interact with people that are going to be, let's say, future partners or partners, shareholders or stakeholders in whatever it is that you're doing with what you're doing. So this book, Positive Self-Defense for Entrepreneurs, really isn't about what it is that you do for your business. What you do for your business, you're an expert at that, all right? You've taken classes for that. You've gone to school for that. You've been doing it for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years in some cases. So you've been doing that business, but you're still not getting that fulfillment. You're still not really getting to your objective. You're not reaching your goals because there's little things that are getting in your way. So as some have heard me say before, with most of us, the consistency of inconsistencies is a bit too consistent. Yeah, I know, don't say that fast, right? The consistency of inconsistencies is too consistent. Well, those inconsistencies are the things that are holding you back. Those are the things that are holding you back in your relationship. Those are the things that are holding you back in your fitness. Those are things that are holding you back in your mindset and your ability to have an open mind to accept new information and to then take that information and use it or apply it in a way that's going to help you in the overall scheme of things. You know, as some of the gentlemen and ladies that I interact with will tell you, you know, each and every person was given everything that they need to succeed. However, each and every person has different emphases on what those things are that they have. Some people are just not good at certain things. So if there's something that you're really not good at, stop wasting a whole bunch of time trying to get good at those things because they're just not you. Delegate that information out to other people and delegate those tasks out to somebody that is very good at it. And as you work with them and interact with them, more than likely you'll probably get better yourself. But in the meantime, you need to move forward on trying to grow your life and your business. So the positive self-defense books, what we first talk about is we talk about mindset. The problem with most of us is our mindset. We've got a fixed belief on how certain things should be. And your perception, ladies and gentlemen, is just that, your perception. It's not necessarily reality, even though it seems to be a very strong and powerful reality for you. So when you're interacting with people, you need to think about your mindset. So it may be acceptable to you, but would it be acceptable to somebody else? Is it professional? Are you following up? Are you being on time? Are you being courteous? Are you meeting someone and then throwing up on them, trying to sell them something or trying to prove your point? Are you fighting to be right instead of listening to what's going on? You know, the other day I was on a show with some ladies, phenomenal ladies, and I made a comment. And I'm not really sure that everybody got it. And what it was, listen, thy tongue gets in the way of your ears. As in, if you're so busy running your mouth, if your tongue is so busy moving in your mouth that you're not listening to what's going on, then you're missing things. You're missing things that could be critical to you actually getting that business, to you finding the success that you want to find in what it is that you're doing. So positive self-defense, as I said, we talk about mindset. We talk about worldview. We talk about references, preferences, metaphors, and then we get to the physical aspect of self-defense. So that's kind of a broad picture. Now, the reason that I call it positive self-defense for entrepreneurs, not what you think, is because self-defense is not always physical. A lot of times, self-defense is mental. It's what's in your head. Again, it comes back to your perception and your reality. Well, what I'd like you to do for a moment is just stop and think, what if your perception of the world, work world, home world, family world, business world, finance world, isn't really real? And if it's not real, then what really is? What is it that you're missing that you're not seeing, but you think you're applying things correctly and opening up your mind to actually step back from the table, so to speak, and see the smorgasbord of things that are actually there? Most of us get a myopic view or a focused view on one thing. And what happens is that any time that you focus in on one thing, then that means you can't see all of the other opportunities or all of the other things that may be in front of you that could actually help you to, again, move yourself to the next level or to actually help you progress. You know, it's always funny when you get those aha moments. And those aha moments are those moments when you see things as they truly are, and as they truly are wasn't really the way that you were seeing them. So mindset is really important in what we do and how we move forward. Let's be honest. Every single one of you knows some business person that you know that is terrible at their interpersonal skills or their ability to communicate with people. However, they're doing a booming business. Well, sometimes they're doing a booming business just because that person was the first person that other person got to. You've got people that are doing booming business because their prices are low. You know, you've got people that are doing a booming business because the people that are dealing with them are just lazy, and they don't really want to go to anybody else because they don't want to bring their stuff to anybody else. But if they could find somebody that would treat them better, or they could find somebody that would give them a dollar less, would you have them? You know, that's another question. Do you have a customer, or do you have a customer or client, or do you have a client? Which one is it? Most of the people that I talk to really don't have a client. They have a customer. They have somebody that is using them only because of the convenience. And if somebody was to come around and, again, offer them a lower price or treat them nicer or give them a little bit better service, they'd be gone. You'd be out of business, and your boom would go into a recession really quick. So We first talked about mindset. The second part is actually awareness. Being aware that there is a problem. Being aware that there's that you're doing certain things that you're doing. Finding yourself associates and real friends that are going to tell you that you're off kilter, that you're not on point, that there's certain things that you need to be able to do. And then having the awareness and the realization to actually accept that, take that information, and go to the next level. And when I say go to the next level, I'm talking about progressing not only in your craft, but your ability to communicate what you do and how you do it while adding value to the people that you're interacting with. Because guess what? When we don't have clients and don't have customers, we're really not in business. We're not. Because if nobody's buying our services, then there's a problem. Now, there's a lot of people that will get this book, and they may not be entrepreneurs. They may not have they may get a salary, we'll put it that way. Well, for a lot of you, the same things apply. Your interactions with your supervisors, your other people that work with you, that's going to help you to progress to the next level or help you to qualify for that promotion or help you to qualify for that raise or, in most cases, just help you to keep your job. Most of us are in really tight – well, excuse me, not most of us, but right now we have really tight times. So you need the basic principles of entrepreneurship for your business defense. And your business defense is your ability to get the most that you can get, not only out of the people that you work with in a harmonious fashion, but also get the most out of you. Everybody likes coming to a workplace that is more friendly, more sociable, more positive. And from that, what happens? From that, you have that positive mindset and you enjoy going to work. You're going to be more productive. You're going to be able to do more in a faster amount of time and probably do it a lot more proficiently. So what I'd like to do is have you, again, think of being able to increase your reaction with your team, being able to get the team around you to do what you need them to do and like it. You know, everybody goes, thank God, Wednesday is hump day. Thank God it's Friday. Then Saturday they have a great time. Then Sunday, what are they doing? They're dreading being able to go back to the workplace. Why are they dreading it? When they got the job, they were excited. When they first told the person that they got that position, they were overly amazed with the greatness that they have this job, more money, more whatever. Then you get the job and you get into that slump. You start to not like the people you work with. Well, how about this? What is it when you go to work, and I'm a little change of subject here, but when you go to work, for the next 30 days, find something to be happy about. Find little things that you enjoy about the job. Reteach yourself to appreciate that newness and that freshness and what the job is actually allowing you to have or your business is allowing you to have, and also take back your time. And I bet you in 30 days, if every day you find some little things and appreciate them that you actually like about the place you work or the business that you're in, what you'll end up finding out is that you're very happy with your job. Again, the only thing that's changed in the whole evolution of your job, your work, or your profession, most times, is you. That's what's changed. But that awareness, that mindset, and then that awareness actually helps you to understand what's going on in your world and seeing things not as you want them to be, but as they truly are, and then using that to help you to reach the next level. You know, Helen Keller said that security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do children, men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is not safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is either a daring adventure or it is nothing at all. And that's by Helen Keller. And remember something, when you look at Helen Keller, you're looking at a woman that couldn't hear, couldn't see, and couldn't speak. However, that lady could see more than people that could see. She could hear more than people that could hear. She could actually relay a message and communicate better than people that could talk. Why? because she looked at the essence of life and found the greatness within it, and then she took responsibility for what was going on, not only around her, but in her life. So Helen Keller was one of those people that was able to, as I say, obtain good balance. All right. She was also able to develop a plan that worked for her, and like I said, in number one, she increased her reaction time for her team. She also used distraction techniques to her benefit. She used things to grow her business, to grow herself, and to grow her activities. So Helen Keller is a great role model when we talk about different things like that, because she's somebody that had things that most of us are missing. However, she was able to take her information, her knowledge, and her positive attitude, and again, her action, to actually create some really phenomenal things and to do some phenomenal things. She was also able to identify the vulnerabilities in her and make them strong. So what are the vulnerabilities in you that can make you strong? Again, we talk about that in the book, and we talk about how you are the creator of your ship. You are the steerer of your course. You have a wind, but you also need to put that rudder in the ground, and with that rudder, steer yourself in the direction that you want to go. You know, there's a favorite quote that I always use, and again, I think that some of the most poetic and most interesting things ever said are in children's books, because they were trying to convey a message, and most of us actually miss the message. And the interesting quote that I like was in Alice in Wonderland, when Alice and the Cheshire Cat were together. And the quote is, Alice is in Wonderland. Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here? This is Alice talking to the Cheshire Cat. And the cat says, well, that depends a great deal on where you want to get. So Alice says, I don't much care where. So then the cat says, well, it doesn't much matter which way you go. And Alice says, as long as I get somewhere. And the cat says, oh, you're sure to get somewhere if you walk that way or if you go that way long enough. Well, we don't want to do that with our business. We don't want to do that with our relationships. We don't want to do that with the people that we work with. We want to know where we're going, and we want to plot a course to go there. You know, women constantly get on men about the fact that when they're going someplace, they won't look at a map. You know, now that there's GPS, I guess that's not as prominent. But they won't look at the map to see where they're going. And they get lost, and then they're just driving around aimlessly to where if they'd have just pulled out a map, they would have gotten where it was that they needed to get. So, again, it's really interesting when you look at things. Again, obtaining that good balance and developing a plan on what you want to do. Now, another area that I talk about in the book that I think is really interesting, and anybody that's got a question or a comment, you're more than welcome to call in. And the call-in number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. Another area that I like to talk about where I see a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of business professionals failing is their ability to network. And to be honest, for that particular section, I contacted a friend of mine and was given permission to use some information out of his books. He's a New York Times best-selling author, and the guy's phenomenal. And his little piece is the only part that is actually he's responsible for. So if there's anything else in the book that you don't like, he has absolutely nothing to do with it. But the gentleman's name is Ivan Meisner. And Ivan Meisner is a best-selling author of several New York Times best-selling books, and he is considered the father of modern networking. And I'm very happy to say that I can actually say that he's become a good friend of mine, and he authorized me to use some information out of his actual books to actually cover the area of networking. And like I said, when it comes to networking, Ivan, without question, is the man, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He owns BNI. BNI is the largest networking organization in the world. As of the time we're speaking now, they have 6,600 chapters, over 160,000 members, and they generated, I believe, $6.5 billion in business for their members in 2013. So when it comes to networking, ladies and gentlemen, please, please stop throwing up on people. Open the two ears that you have and close that bigger hole that's in front of your face. That bigger hole is your mouth. Because most of us are so busy talking, we're not listening, we're missing the opportunity, and we're missing the point. All right? Plus, as Ivan would say, follow-up is hugely important. Hugely important. Another area that we talk about in the book is your goal design. You know, we are now in an area where we're trying to list what our priorities are, what our areas of life are, what are the things that we need to do as business professionals and entrepreneurs to live our best life, to have our best day ever, to have our best year ever. And, you know, when you're looking at that, you want to cover what I call the life wheel. And the life wheel for most people that are professionals and that are business people is, one, is business. Two is your finances. Three is your physical, as in your physical health. Four is your mental state. You know, what's your mental state? You know, five is your family. You know, most people, everything starts and ends with their family, especially if they have children, if they have a wife or a husband or a significant other or however you want to slice it. And also there's spiritual, there's lifestyle, and then there's relationships. These things play a key factor, and we actually address each and every one of these in the book to try to help people to get there. The next thing is you want to do a little bit of a scrubbing. You want to create smart goals and balance in what you're doing. So as everybody knows, if you talk about the word smart, they talk about what is it? You want to be specific. You want to be measurable. You want it to be obtainable, and you want it to be relevant in what it is that you're doing. You also want it to be time-sensitive so that you can actually get what you need. And from that, you need to look at those 10 goals, and then from there, look at what you want to create, which is a life balance. The life balance is going to help you. Again, we're looking at family, spiritual, mental, business, lifestyle, finance, and relationships. And, of course, one of the more important things, of course, is you. You are the pivot point for everything that happens in your life. You know, most people start out their day when you're talking to them and they're thinking WIIFM. And what's WIIFM? It's what's in it for me. Well, as a business professional, what I tell people is that you want to look at WIIFT, as in what's in it for them. Because when you can put in there what's in it for them, in the people that you work with, in the people that you do business with, in your relationship, in your home, in your spiritual thoughts, if you start looking at those different things, people are going to look at you differently. They're going to want to do business, all right? They're going to want to interact with you. They're going to want to know more about you and what you do and how you do it. So WIIFT is the new phrase that I'd like everybody to use as they go forward in their business and professional life. And then think, are you losing or are you failing? Are you getting where it is that you need to get? And you also need to think big. Thinking big takes action and follow-up. From thinking big, you're going to do big things and reach big goals. And another area that I want to really talk briefly about, because we don't have a whole lot of time, and this is just a kind of a short overview of the book, is your ability to deal with situations around you. One of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that I really talk briefly about, well, I talk about in all my books, is that self-defense part for the physical. We live in a world where there's a lot of things going on. Now, some people say that there's not really a whole much more going on than there was years ago. Well, I beg to differ. And the news is definitely showing me that there's a lot more things going on. Please go and protect yourself. Please go and take classes that you need to take. Please treat people respectfully and do what you need to do. Don't get wrapped up in some company policy or some company procedure where you become the bad guy and it's really not you being the bad guy. It's someone else doing it. treat people like you want to be treated, and actually don't treat people like you want to be treated. Treat people like they want to be treated. Treat people with respect, with honor, with courtesy. Be professional. Be dependable. Be reliable. Don't give your word if you have no intention of following up on your word. Don't tell somebody you're going to do something and then don't do it and then look at them crazy when you actually broke your promise. Another thing that I'm constantly saying to a lot of people is, in life, don't be a character. Be a person that has character. If you're not going to do it, don't say that you are. If you're not going to do it, then don't even open up your mouth to let the words come out of your mouth to destroy your credibility. And in some cases, the credibility of your brand and the credibility of your company or the credibility of what you want to do for your life to move you forward to the next level. Positive Self-Defense for Entrepreneurs is basically a book that talks about the soft skills, but it also talks about you, because you are the only person that can make the corrections in your life necessary to move you to the next level. You are the only person that can give people an idea of what it is that you want, who it is that you are, and how it is to actually give you what you want. But you have to close your mouth, open your mind, and then take the proper action and be consistent. Don't let the consistency of inconsistencies get you into a problem. Don't let your title, your position, or any of those things corrupt your morals, your ethics. Have a giver's gain mindset, as they say in BNI. Be the person that people want to be around. When you pass away, when it's your time to leave this earth, be a person of quality. Make people happy. They're not happy that you passed, but they're happy that they got to spend time with you while you were here. If you take that type of mantra and then put it in everything that you do, as you deal with your children, as you deal with business, as you deal with everything, then all of those people will become partners, success partners in your life. Most of us are so busy worrying about the things that don't matter that the things that do matter fall in the cracks. They fall to the wayside. It's really not about the money, okay? It's not about the money. It's about you being your best you and understanding that you need to continuously work on you. You need to put in continuous effort to become the best you that you were meant to be. There's a saying that God doesn't make junk, okay? That means you're not junk if you're a child of God or if you're made by God. I don't care what your religion is. That's really irrelevant in this particular case. The case is, what are you doing to not only help yourself, but to help your fellow man? What are you doing to take advantage of all the God-given or all the gifts the universe has given to you? Helen Keller, again, blind, deaf, mute. However, that woman saw colors that many of us will never see. She saw opportunities that most of us don't even know exist. And she left a legacy to where most of you will leave nothing. When you're gone, nobody will remember you. Nobody will even know that you were here, because your contribution to the world will be insignificant. Again, I'm talking about a woman I never met. However, she's made a mark in my life. What marks are you going to make in your life? Positive Self-Defense for Entrepreneurs is only one of what will be four books. All right, it's the fourth book of the series of books that I put out. All of the books are there to help, to guide, and to assist you, to give you value and to bring value to your life and the life of the others around you. Read them. Take it to heart. Work on becoming the best you that you can be, not just by reading, but by reading other people's books, by reading books that are going to grow you and help you and being around positive people. All right? It's not who you know. It's who knows you and how they know you that's going to help you get to the next level, because that other stuff is temporary. Let's work on the permanent. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show, and Zurian, the author of the Positive to Self-Defense books. Positive Self-Defense for Entrepreneurs will be available in May, and my other books are also available on Amazon and on Barnes & Nobles. And right now, all of my books, for the most part, are rating 5 stars, and I've gotten absolutely fabulous reviews. And for that, I want to thank everyone that's listened to me today and everybody that is actually again, reading, because without you, all I'm doing is talking to myself. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying thank you very much for your time, for your patience. And again, I am truly honored to bring you the three books and this new book that's going to be coming out. It's truly been a pleasure. It's truly been an honor to serve, and I hope to help you even a little more as we go on. Really quickly, 7280, did you have a comment or a question?
Yes, I did, Zuri, and I just want to thank you for your great comments. Sounds like a great book, and I really liked your bringing up the Alice in Wonderland and the idea of children's books having messages. My daughter, Chelsea McKnight, recently wrote and illustrated a book called Milton's Buttons, and literally is using that to move the message of unity and community. And when I think about your book, at least by its title and how you describe the message, I think you've got a winner there.
Well, thank you very much. And you ought to shoot me an email. Maybe we can interview your daughter on the show, because I'm always trying to share information that's useful to other people. And, I mean, I don't do religion and I don't do politics, but anything that's got a message where people are going to grab something from it, I'm always looking for that.
Well, that was fabulous. We may even get a triple dipper going between. We have a program called Generations we're thinking of putting together and launching. So I'll let her know, and at the very least, we'll talk to you about that Generations thing too, okay?
Roger that. Sounds like a great thing. Mr. McKnight, correct?
That's correct. Congratulations again on your show.
Oh, thank you very much. We're only at 39,000, but people keep listening, so we must be saying something of value.
Doing something right. Okay, and I, as I say by the title of my book, if you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves.
Hoorah.
Let's keep it
Hoorah.
Going.
I like that.
All right, partner.
Thank you.
Sir. I'll shoot you an email. I mean a Facebook text.
Roger right, that. Bye-bye. That's fine. All right, take care.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're always also looking to network and to talk to other people that, again, have a positive attitude, positive mindset, follow up, and are also going to take action. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If you can get enough people in your circle with that positive attitude, that positive mindset, that can do, and that follow up, that have character, you're creating around you a wall that is almost impenetrable. It really is. But you have to be open to receive, and you also have to be willing to give. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show saying thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. And again, if there was anything in the show that was pleasing to your ears and that you feel is of value to others, please feel free to share the show with them. Again, everybody, have a great day, and we wish you much success.